الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. The words of the pious and the wise. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Jannat seeks that person who seeks knowledge. When a person is engaged in acquiring knowledge, then Jannat seeks that person. Jannat wants that person. And Jahannam seeks that person who is busy in making guna. When a person is engaged in guna, then Jahannam seeks that person, that come to me. So we should try and be engaged in acquiring knowledge of deen, then Jannat itself is looking for that person. In this kitab of Hazrat, the condition of the murid and the replies which Hazrat has given, رمضان سے قبل اوابین پڑھتے ہوئے اکثر دل بھر آتا تھا، لیکن رمضان میں یہ عبادت رسمی عبادت جیسی ہو گئی ہے. A person wrote that before Ramzan, when I used to make my عبادت اوابین etc., then I had lot of feeling in it. My heart was attached with it. I used to have great feeling and enjoyed that عبادت. But in Ramzan it became just like customary. No feeling really for it. Hazrat replied, Rasmi ko bhi ni'mat khiyal kare. That even if it is just a formality, appreciate that also. That is also a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As somebody had asked Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi rahmatullah alayh, that when I make zikr, then I'm not conscious, unmindful, I'm just making zikr. Hazrat replied and said, make shukr, at least one part of your body is in the zikr of Allah. And by carrying on, Allah will bring the heart, the mind, Allah will bring everything. And the real object is to do the ibadat. The kayfiyat, the qualities, to the feeling, the passion, that is a side issue. Very good if it also is there. But to do the ibadat, that is important. So as long as a person is engaged in the ibadat, even if he doesn't enjoy it, he must not worry, he must carry on. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah explained that many times the ibadat which you don't enjoy is more superior than the ibadat which you enjoy. And the explanation to this is, the ibadat you enjoying, it's very likely you making that ibadat for the enjoyment you're getting, not for Allah's pleasure. Because you enjoying the ibadat, so you're doing it for your nafs sake. And that ibadat which you don't enjoy, your nafs got no shame there. And Allah becomes more happy with that ibadat. Because it is fully, you're still doing it, you're not getting any enjoyment. It's only being done for Allah's pleasure. Also, when a person starts making ibadat, usually he gets enjoyment. A newcomer, there you always, you'll see how much he enjoys his ibadah. Then afterwards, that it sort of goes away. This is in one way a test from Allah, to see whether you are doing it for your enjoyment or whether you are doing it for Allah Ta'ala. If you are doing it for your enjoyment, now you're not getting enjoyment, so you won't do it. But if you are doing it for Allah's pleasure, then even if you're not getting enjoyment, you will still carry on. So ibadat, in all conditions, a person must carry on, whether he gets enjoyment or not. We were in Jamaat in France, and there was one local person, French person, who had joined us. And he used to make so much ibadat, namaz. Oh, whenever you see him, he's standing in ibadat, in namaz. And so I told one sati of ours, who was from Bengal, also a monana, that I feel shy. This is like a newcomer. But whenever you see, any time, day or night, you see he's busy making namaz. So he gave the answer in one word. He says, iski abhi nahi shadi hui. He's newly wedded. So he's just come in, he's a new person. And when you're long in marriage, then you don't carry on like how you carried on at the beginning. It's a different thing then. Then things settle. So the thing is to carry on all the time, whether you get enjoyment or not. صالحین و مقبول بندوں کی رسم کی نقل میں تو ہے that you are not enjoying your ibadat, but you are imitating the salihin, the pious people, and the accepted servants of Allah Ta'ala. You are doing the ibadat which they are doing. یہی رسمی پھر حق تعالیٰ کے فضل سے اخلاص والی بن جاتی ہے. And this ibadat which is customary, eventually it becomes for the pleasure of Allah, and ikhlas comes in it. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah Ali used to say that carry on with your ibadat. Ikhlas comes at a much later stage. And where shaitan deceives us also, that if there isn't ikhlas, all the other qualities, concentration, devotion, there isn't that, so I mustn't make ibadat. Buzurgs explain that if you want to put water in a glass, first have the glass. You haven't got a glass and you're going to wherever they're giving out the water and you're telling them, give me pure water, clean water, distilled water. But you haven't got a glass. First get the glass. First make the ibadat. Then all the ikhlas will come in there. Devotion will come, concentration, and just carry on. These things will come. But first have the utensil. If you haven't got the utensil, how is sincerity going to come in there? How is concentration, devotion going to come in there? So a person must carry on, and eventually all these qualities will come. And a person carries on with sincerity, Allah in His wisdom knows. He gives some people well before they mort who can look after it. Who can't look after it, Allah gives it to them just before mort. And they die with all that qualities and the work is done. Dunya is not, we're not here to impress people or anything, your akhirat is made. But those who can look after it, who won't get big-headed, swollen-headed, who won't become arrogant and boastful, Allah gives it before also. But those who can't look after it, and they are, Allah wants to give them their position, Allah gives it just before mort. Our work is just to carry on all the time. قرآنی آیات کا مفہوم کس قدر سمجھ میں آتا ہے کسی قدر سمجھ میں آتا ہے. The next question, a person says, ayats of the Quran, I do understand to some extent. That means most probably he's not an alim, but he's engaged in deen, reading kitab, so he has got quite an understanding. چنانچہ جب اس قسم کے آیات تلاوت کرتا ہوں کہ اس میں نشانیاں ہیں ان لوگوں کے لیے جو عقل رکھتے ہیں. Then when I read ayats of the Qudrat of Allah, the signs of Allah Ta'ala, like many of us, we are not alims, but we know, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. All these ayats, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. When a person reads, he makes out he's all the qudrat of, the great, great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So when I read that, and in there are clear signs for the people of intelligence and brains, that they can see the qudrat of Allah and they get attached to Allah Ta'ala. When I read these ayat, to fauri taur par mujhe khiyal aa jata hai ke kathrat nafarmani ki wajah se, then I think immediately, because I was very disobedient to Allah, I had committed great, great and many, many sins. Aur be adab logo ki sohbat mein, and staying in the company of people who are far from deen, detached from deen, who haven't got adab, respect for deen or anything, I should stay in such company. Ek muddat rehne ki wajah se, and staying amongst them for a long time, meri akal mari gayi. My brains have become useless. They are not worth anything now. Isliye ayat ka nishani hona meri samajh mein nahi aa raha hai. Therefore, the actual meaning of the ayat, I do not fully comprehend and understand. Aisa khyal karna sahi hai ya ghalat? Islah farmaye. To think like this, is this a good thought or a bad thought? please correct me. Hazrat replies and says, بے ادب لوگوں سے جو عقل کو نجاست اور زنگ کا نقصان پہنچا تھا. By staying in the company of these evil people who were not only detached from deen, but they spoke bad things about deen also, about matters of deen. And the dirt and filth, the impurity that had come to your brains, and you have recognized the harm of this. Aista aista wa aqal masha Allah ta'ala bahut kuch safai aur jila ki ni'mat se aarasta ho rahi hai. That very same brains and heart, just slowly, slowly, by Allah's fadal, masha Allah, great cleanliness is coming, has come into it. It's being cleansed, and this ni'mat that brains and heart are being cleansed is coming gradually within you. Hat ta'ala ka shukar ada kare. Be thankful to Allah ta'ala for this. In other words, it's a good thought. Agar aqal ko ye noor na ata hota to aap be adab logo ki khabasat se bajaye be zari ke manus hi rehte. If this noor had not come into your brains and into your heart, then you should still have been in the company of these evil people who are detached far from deen and who speak bad about deen, about Quran, hadith, about the ulama, they make jokes about it, etc. Then instead of feeling the dirt and harm of it, you should still have enjoyed it and you should still have carried on. Lekin unko be adab samajna. But now that you understand that these people are wrong, they are evil, ان کی صحبت کو عقل کی تباہی کی وجہ جاننا, and to understand that they have destroyed my brains, made me think in the wrong and evil ways, کیا معمولی انعام ہے, is this some small نعمت of Allah, there is a very great نعمت, عمل will come on its time, but just this realization, and mashallah, there are many many men and women also who make tawbah and said, what our lives were before, What company we had, what gunas we were making. Now we realize how evil that was, how wrong. This is a very great ni'mat. This is tawbah. And this is a very great ni'mat of Allah. And this is the path of such great people like Ibrahim ibn Adham, like Fuzail ibn Iyas, Malik ibn Dinar, rahimuhumullah. This is their path. They also realize. So a person, when he makes this tawbah and he realizes and he understands that, oh Allah, what a life I was leading. And now, mashallah, you have saved me from that. Just that is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Khub shukar kare. And make a lot of shukar to Allah ki yahi ata'i noor aqal ki alamat hai. Okay, this gift of Allah Ta'ala, of this noor, this is a sign that your brains are in order again. That now you appreciate the qudrat of Allah, the importance of deen, you realize how wrong I was, etc. The next kitab, Ma'arif al-Mathnawi, we are still doing the introduction. Hazrat explained, started with the life story of Maulana Jalaluddin Rum, rahmatullah. Last week we read about the life of Maulana Rum till he had met his Sheikh Shams Tabriz. Now the second part of his life. In the first part, he had become a great alim, and 500 ulama used to walk behind him and he used to teach them, etc. Then he came the second part of his life where he met his Sheikh Shams Tabriz. Maulana ki zindagi ka dusra dor. Maulana ki zindagi mein khas inqilab Hazrat Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayh ki mulaqat se shuru hota hai. The real change and by which Maulana came to be known in the world as Maulana Rum was when he met with his Sheikh Shams Tabriz. Shams Tabriz kia buzurg ke khandan se the. And Shams Tabriz was from this buzurg kia buzurg. That was his name. He was from his family. Jo firqa Ismailiya ka imam tha. And one deviated group, Ismailiya, he was the imam of that group. Lekin unhone apne abai mazhab tar karke ulum hasil kiye. But Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayh gave up the wrong religion of his forefathers. It appears most probably they were Shias or Shia inclined. He gave that up and he started acquiring proper knowledge of deen. Or ba kamaluddin Jundi rahmatullah alayh ke murid ho gaye, and he became the murid. Shams Tabriz became the murid of Baba Kamaluddin Jundi rahmatullah alayh. Sauda gharo ke waza mein shehro ki siyahat karte rehte the, in the form of a businessman or in the form of an agent selling rice. He used to travel from town to town. Ek martaba dua mangi. At one time he made dua to Allah Ta'ala ke ilahi, koi aisa shakhs banda milta jo meri sohbat ka mutahammil hota. Oh Allah, give me such a person in my life who can carry this burning love of Allah in his heart. This what I have got in my heart, I would like to transfer it to somebody else. Give me somebody like that. Basharat hui ke Rome jao, usi waqt chalkar khare huye. Allah informed him, put it in his heart, go to Rome. The Roman Empire of that time, Constantinople, that part of the world. Go there. Or Konya Poncha. And he reached Konya, where he is buried till today, which is now part of Turkey. Turkey, Istanbul, was all the Byzantine Empire. And this was where the Eastern Roman Empire was here. So he reached this place. That's why it is called Rome, Roman. From the Roman Empire. Konya ponche, Barnach Farosho ki Sira me utre. And there he went where the rice merchants used to sit. He went there, that was a certain particular place for the rice merchants. Ke darwaze par ek chabutra tha, us par aksar amaid a baithte the. And there was a platform at the door of this agency, and most of the agents used to sit here on this platform, do their dealings, business, etc. Wahi Maulana aur Shams Tabriz ki mulaqat hui. That is where they met. Shams Tabriz was sitting there. Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi was passing there. They met there. Aur aksar sohbat rehne lagi. Now they started sitting together greatly. Maulana ki halat mein numaya taghayyur paida hua. And Maulana's life changed tremendously. He was in deen, he was a great alim, he had so many students he used to teach, etc. But now a different facet of his life came to be seen. Or Maulana ke seene mein ishq haq ki aag daakhil hui. And the love of Allah, the fire of the love of Allah entered Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi's heart. Yeah, also we can see that Shams Tabriz, he was just an ordinary person, he was like a businessman, but what he had within him. And that should be great encouragement for all of us. And the thing is, the Mohind and Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi was such a great alim, but not on that Allah gave him his position, but with the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is, and that everyone can acquire. Maulana ki halat sima se ihtiras rakhte the. You should stay away from music, which today, unfortunately, quite a few things, as we'll discuss, we'll clarify. People, na'uzubillah, they put this accusation that Maulana the swirling dervishes, which is a very particular occasion in Konya, and people of the world go there till today. And they ascribed this to Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayh, which was totally wrong. He was nothing in Qawwali, in all this dancing and all this thing. He had absolutely nothing to do with it. People have labeled him wrongly with this. And till today, unfortunately, it is a great occasion when people go to Konya for this festival season. Dars tadris, waaz o pind ke ishghal chhod diye. Before he used to give sabaks, etc., and all that bayans, he gave all that up. Hazrat Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi ki sohbat se dam bhar ke liye juda nahi hote the. And all the time he was in the company of his sheikh Shams Tabriz, and not for one moment he separated himself. Yeah, also we see that he did not want to make himself big. But his Sheikh's khidmat. Before that, 500 students used to be with him, who used to carry his bedding, his pots and pans, his stove. They should cook for him, make his khidmat. But when he met his Sheikh, he told them to leave him. And he started carrying his shares. A person who was a makhdoom, who was served, and he becomes a server now. This is even more harder. Like, just to understand, like the white people in this country before, how they lived. And now for them to take this knock, it's very, very... A person who had been in knocks, for him to carry on is easy. But a person who was in position, and that is very hard. So Maulana was, what a high put, but now he started carrying. And he didn't worry about his name, about him giving bayans, etc. All he was worried, my Sheikh, all the time. And then see the work Allah took till today. And when he was devoted to his Sheikh, what work Allah Ta'ala took to him, from him. Tamam shahar mein ek shorish mach gaye. And all the people became very angry in the whole town. People, like for example, anyone who turns to the Sawwuf, good people, good ulama, also start turning against him and labeling him all things. That, where are you gone in this Tasawwuf now? You were teaching the madrasa, you running madrasa, that is your work to do. Not all this Tasawwuf and all this business. The same thing happened with Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali also. One time we went to one town in Durban, it was the first town, and we had our program Zohar time after Zohar. A very elderly, responsible person, famous person, came to me and he told me, he was very upset with me. He said, "Where, Maulana, you gone in this Tasawwuf? Hey, you got your madrasa, you run your madrasa, that is your work, not all this here." So I asked him this talk I gave now, how did you find? He said, "Very good." I said, "That is the soul. What problem you got with?" Because they got something else in their mind about the soul, about Qawwali, going to the qabars and qabar pujari, all that people got in their mind. So I told him, "That's not our line. This is our line. And what problem you got with that?" Tamam Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi, fitna ke khauf se chupke se Dimashq chal diya. Then his Sheikh, because of all this fitna and people talking so bad, and also lot of they warned him, what, when you want to take your life, threatened him in terrible ways. So quietly he went away to Sham, Dimashq, which Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali went and looked for him. Somebody told him that he's in Sham, and Sham is the country's name. Sham is also evening. So he says, "Wo Sham jisme mere Sheikh ho, uske subah kaise ho?" In that evening where my Sheikh is, what will be the morning of that place where my Sheikh is? And he was so sincere that he went and searched for his Sheikh. Maulana ko behad sadma hua. He was very sad. Kuch arsa ke baad Maulana ki becheni dekh kar log jaakar Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayh ko wapas laaye. People seeing, they had great respect and love for Maulana Rum, but they saw now he's like finished, in the separation of his Sheikh. So they went and they begged the Sheikh to come back again. Lekin thore dino rehkar phir Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayh kahin ghaib ho gaye. But he just stayed for a little while, and then again he disappeared again. Nobody saw him. Aur bawajood talash ke unka pata na chala. Although they looked for him so much, they could not find him. Baz tazkira naweso ne likha hai ke Hazrat Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayh ko kisi ne shaheed kar dala. People wrote that it looked like somebody had made him shaheed. And this is also the in'am of becoming a devotee and a lover of your Sheikh of Allah Ta'ala. Where jealous people cannot see it, etc. People cannot take it. They go to the extent of even taking the life of that person. Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi ke ghaibat ke baad Maulana ko sakht bechaini hui. After that, and this also on the Hazrat's one poem also, kisse apne dard dil kahe. Who can we tell dil ka zakham, the sores of our heart, our secrets, our inner things, who can we tell? Very, very fortunate is that person, and many mashayikh were such, and many were not. that they had somebody they could openly discuss and pour their heart out. That person who is at your level of understanding, who understands what you're trying to say, what you have in your heart, and in fact, it's before you say anything, they understand it, they make preparations for it. But there are many who don't have anyone like that. And then the matter is only with Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also, he had Mir Sahib. Mir Sahib understood Hazrat very greatly and did how lot work of Hazrat, which he understood. What is my Shaykh's mansha? And he wrote down all Hazrat's bayans. And it's unbelievable how Mir Sahib used to sit day and night. We saw with our eyes, he's on dialysis, but he's busy doing his work. Because that Hazrat's desire was that Hazrat's knowledge must reach everyone and people must benefit from it. But all the other things which Hazrat had in his heart, Hazrat couldn't speak to anyone. Eh? What is in your heart? So there are many mashayikh who are like that. And this is a matter of compatibility first. Secondly then, it is a matter of great love and devotion. Those things when they are there. So this was between Maulana Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah Ali and Maulana Rum Rahmatullah. And when you lose somebody like that, you feel very, very down and out. Isi istirab mein ek din Salahuddin Zarkub Rahmatullah Ali ke dukan ke paas se guzre. One day, in this worry and bechaini of his, he passed the shop of this great buzurg, Salahuddin Zarkub Rahmatullah Ali. Wo warak koot rahe the. He was stamping this paper, silver paper, gold paper, his work, what he was doing. Maulana par khas halat tari ho gayi. And Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali was very influential, because a great, his ruhaniyat was, physically he was busy doing his ordinary dunya's work. But his ruhaniyat had a great effect on Maulana. Salahuddin Zarkub Rahmatullah Ali ne haath nahi roka aur bahut sa warak zai ho gaya. And Salahuddin Zarkub Rahmatullah Ali carried on doing his work, but not properly, outward work, because his heart was also engaged with Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah. And lot of this valuable silver, gold paper were got destroyed also. Bil akhir Salahuddin ne khare dukan luta di aur Maulana ke hamra ho liye. Finally, his shop also went down. Nothing was left of the shop, but he started staying with Maulana. Aur Maulana ke hamra ho liya. Aur 9 saal tak Maulana ki sohbat mein rahe. 9 years they stayed together. Maulana ko bhi unki sohbat se bahut tasalli hui. And when you get your proper company like that, you also feel very comfortable and happy. Bil akhir san 664. In the year 664, Mr. Salahuddin Rahmatullah Ali ne intiqal farmaya, he passed away. Unki wafat ke baad Maulana ne apne muridin mein se Hussamuddin Chalpi Rahmatullah Ali ko apna hamdam wa hamraz bana liya. Then a great other murid of Hazrat, Hazrat Maulana Hussamuddin, and is buried just near Maulana in Konya, where Maulana Jalaluddin Rahmatullah Ali is buried. He's buried just there near also. So then he was very close to him. Aur phir jab tak zinda rahe, unse apne dil ko tasalli dete rahe. Until he lived, they both lived very, very closely with each other. Maulana Rum Hussamuddin ka is tarah adab karte the ke log unko Maulana ka peer samajhte the. He used to respect his murid so much that the people thought the peer is the murid. So close connection they had, and there was that great, great compatibility between them, love and devotion between them. Unhe Maulana Hussamuddin Rahmatullah Ali ki targhib par Maulana ne apne mashhoor Mathnavi Sharif likhi. And it was the same Maulana Hussamuddin. This is how a murid encourages his shaykh also. That you have got this capability, do this work, do this work. The murids then, like it comes in the hadith, when Allah wants to take work from somebody, He gives them such people around Him who encourage Him and who are His helpers all the time, His hands and legs all the time. Then everything, like our Shaykh Mir Sahib, and his dua is that the last word of Hazrat must come down in writing form, so that it can be mahfuz, it can be looked after, and it can be spread to the people in the world. And in this way we find how many of Hazrat's people, they took out the malfuzat from Hazrat's bayans. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, the jokes he made, they collected that separately. His sayings about this subject, they collected that separately. His sayings on that subject, they collected that separately. Their whole life they did this. This is when Allah Ta'ala takes work of a person, Allah gives him such people also. Yeah, also, and this closeness, this compatibility, it was such that na'uzubillah, how many people accused Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali of being a homosexual, that he was so close with this people that na'uzubillah they have that false and terrible accusations also. Where what we have to understand how close they were, that people got these doubts also. And then from Maulana's works and his writings, you can see how far, and his quite a bit of his work is devoted to against this year. And like our Shaykh is what a great lover of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. But this terrible sin, how Hazrat speaks so much, he is devoted a good portion of his life and effort and energy against this. But that closeness of them was such that people got these doubts also. And that is where a person then can load off all his, what is in his heart. And he becomes lighter. Many a person can speak many things to his wife, but many things you can't speak to your wife also. There are things. So those people whom Allah gives such a partner, that you have that compatibility and you can offload what is in your heart, then your heart is clear for many more things. Otherwise it is in your heart and you just have to make sabr your whole life. So this was the condition of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali in that part of his life. In this kitab of ours, we read last week, of three special qualities which Allah Ta'ala had blessed this ummah with, which was not given to any other ummah. One was at the time of difficulty, the recitation of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufni khayran minha. This was given to this ummah. If it was given to the previous ummahs, Yaqub alayhi salam shouldn't say when he lost Yusuf alayhi salam, Ya asafa ala Yusuf. But he should have read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So these great ni'mets Allah Ta'ala had blessed this ummah with. Further, mazid panj khususiyat, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki, aur aap ki ummat ke liye. Further, five great specialities which Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masala tayammum mein, Allama Shami ibn Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi, Shami jil awwal, sun 168 par Bukhari wa Muslim ki riwayat se naqal karte hain. With regard to the masala of tayammum, in the fatwa kitab of Maulana Sham, Fatawa Shamiya, in the first volume, page 168, Maulana writes this, Maulana Shami rahmatullah alayhi, ke Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam irshad farmate ke mujhko panch ni'maton se nawaza gaya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I've been blessed with five special qualities jin se kisi nabi ko nahi nawaza gaya. And these qualities were not given to any other nabi, special which were exclusive for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala blesses with such things his awliya also. Many times our Shaykh, and we read in the lives of other buzurgs also, when they mention this, they say, وَبِهَذَا خَصَّنِّي اللَّهُ بِي. Well, by this Allah gave it to me special, that I did not hear it from anyone, I did not read it, Allah put it in my heart. So Allah Ta'ala, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Nobody knows of that very great joy which Allah puts in the hearts of his awliya, and it is hidden there. The first is, ek maah ki musafat tak mera rauh pahunchta hai, that my fear is instilled in the people to a month's journey, which if we work out, traveling according to Shariat is about 80 kilometers a day, and for 30 days will be 8 threes are 24, roughly 2,500 kilometers still there. The fear of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had put in there. They would fear, they were at a distance of about 2,500 kilometers, they would fear Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's a ummati, he's a sahabi. But it was famous that he used to sleep in Masjid al-Nabawi when he was the Khalifa, with no bodyguards or anyone. And in the sand, the open Masjid al-Nabawi. And if he would take a turn in his sleep, then the Roman Empire, the kings, the emperors of the Roman and Persian Empire, they used to mess their trousers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he only should take a turn in his sleep. This is how what Allah had given to these people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had blessed him with that. Haq ta'ala ne meri nusrat is rob se farmaya. And Allah helped him, and people wouldn't oppose Nabi sallallahu alayhi, and they would fear. And this was how the Sahaba, when they went out in jihad, land after land, country after country, just falling at their feet. Meri liye aur baaz riwayat mein hai ke meri ummat ke liye. And the second point, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saves for me, and according to some narrations, for my ummat, Allah ta'ala ne puri zameen ko masjid bana diya hai. Allah has made the whole earth a masjid. For us, we don't have to, if we are traveling, you make namaz in the ship, you make namaz in the aeroplane, you make namaz at the airport, you make namaz at the filling station. This was not for the other ummats. They had to go to the place of worship. Allah has made it so easy for this ummah. We should go to the masjid for ibadah, but sometimes you are traveling, etc. Wherever you are, Allah made it a masjid. You can make namaz there. Aur puri zameen ko tayammum ke liye, yani wuzu ka naib bana diya hai. And Allah has made the whole earth to make tayammum from it also. That is the deputy in place of wudu. If you don't have water, if water is going to cause you harm, you are ill, etc., you can't use water, then just from sand you can make your tayammum. So that also is a speciality of this ummah. It wasn't for the other ummahs, how easy Allah has made it. Otherwise, if today, like mashallah, there are some buzurgs, Maulana Asadullah of Saharanpur. Saharanpur and Jioban, maybe about 20 kilometers away. But he would never travel anywhere. And sometimes he had to travel, he would find out exactly which trains travel at what time. What time are buses. And he would choose that not a single namaz must come in his travel. Only for 20 kilometers. So they was, and there are many buzurgs who are so particular about the jamaat namaz, they wouldn't miss it anywhere. If there is nobody, they'll make jamaat with their wife. They'll make jamaat with a small child. But they won't, mashallah, that's a very great quality. So for the previous ummah, you couldn't make namaz, your ibadat besides the place of worship. For this ummah, Allah has made it easy. And also, to make use of the latitude of Allah is also a great ibadat. And in some ways, it is superior than to be hard on a rigid plan. Like if you always make your namaz with jamaat, easily shaitan can put, you never miss your namaz with jamaat. You always, and this can come. And when you relax, you're always humble. And Allah loves humility more than pride that comes into a person. Pride, a person gets destroyed by that. But anyway, so Allah has made it so easy for this ummah that anywhere you can make your namaz. And you can make your tayammum also anywhere. No water, you can make your tayammum. سابقہ امتوں کے لئے خاص جگہ عبادت کی مقرر ہوتی تھی. For the previous ummats, there was the special fixed places for عبادت, and they could only make Allah's عبادت there. اور تیمم کسی امت کے لئے جائز نہ تھا. And تیمم was not permitted for any other ummat before, only for this ummat. یہ قانون صرف اسی امت کے لئے خاص ہے, it's special for this ummat. اور ہر جگہ نماز پڑھنے کی اجازت اس امت کے لئے خاص ہے. And that this ummah can make namaz anywhere is also a speciality of this ummah. Tamam ru'e zameen ko sajda gah is ummah ke liye bana diya gaya. The whole world has been made a place to make sajda on. Allah has given this great honor to this ummah. Why, Hazrat quotes a poem, Phirta hu dil mein yaar ko mehman kiye huye. I walk around in such a way that my beloved is my host, my guest in my heart. I always got Allah in my heart. So wherever I am, I make my namaz. I call my azan and I make my namaz. Ruh-e zameen ko koochai jana kiye huye. And the whole earth, I've made it like the alley of my beloved. Just like you go in the alley of your beloved, the whole world is for me. I make namaz everywhere. This speciality Allah has given to this ummah. Maali ghanimat, kisi nabi ke liye halal na tha. And maali ghanimat, the booty of war, spoils of war, was not halal for the previous ummahs. They had to go and place it somewhere on a mountain, and then if it was accepted, a fire would come and burn it out. For this ummah, you can use the spoils of war. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke liye aur aapki ummat ke liye maal ghanimat ko halal karar diya gaya. For this ummat, it was halal. You use all the spoils of war, booty of war that you get, it is halal, you can use it. Shafaat kubra ka haq aapko ata farmaya gaya, and a great grand intercession has been given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No Nabi was given this intercession, will be given this intercession on an international basis. No limit of time, no limit of geographical places and distances. For all, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam intercession will be for all. Shafaat kubra. And this is for no other Nabi besides our Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Aur kisi Nabi ko nahi diya gaya. Har Nabi apne qaum ke liye bheje jate the. Every Nabi was sent for his own particular people. Aur mujhe tamam kainat ke liye Nabi bana kar bheja gaya. And for me, Allah Ta'ala has made me a Nabi for the entire world until the day of Qiyamah. My deen will remain forever. My Quran will remain forever. No other centers will become places, centers of worship besides Makkah and Medina. Allah has made, and this is also a very great ni'mat. The Ahle Kitab, if they accept Islam, they get double sawab. They were following a heavenly religion, Jews, Christians, and now they're following Islam. And why is that double sawab? Because it's a great sacrifice to give up your religion. Religion is something which your heart is like you take a silk cloth in a thorny bush tree. How it's inside it, everything. Like that, aqidah is in a person. Now to take it out and accept Islam is a very great... For Allah didn't subject us to this. We don't have to think that another religion, we have to check. Like our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's patient goi. It was foretold that the Nabi of Akhiru Zama will be coming. Now whenever he came, then the people had to give up their religion. What they were practicing their whole life. A person is Labi Adam, he's going to pass away, but he came to know now Nabi alayhi salam has come. I must give up my Christianity. I must give up my Judaism. I must accept Islam. Not an easy thing. To give up your religion is one of the most hardest things. But, so we are not subjected to that. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's deen is forever. We don't even have to even think about that we have to wait for the real Nabi to come or anything. And Allah Ta'ala has given us our Nabi, and this is forever. So this is another very great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed this ummah with. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate and understand that what this ummah is. Really, the ni'mat of being in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's you can't explain it. What great, like Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah alayhi says, Ajab nahi ke teri barkat se ummat ke nafarmaniya taatu mein shumar ho jaye. It won't be far-fetched and strange that the sins of this ummat by the barkat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be counted in sawab. We don't realize really what a Nabi Allah. And in another poem he says, is this less that the ummat is making guna and the farishtas are making dua of istighfar for them? This is no license to carry on with a wrong life and with sins, but this is to understand what is the position of this ummah which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us and without us asking. And then again a further great ni'mat which we must appreciate very, very greatly, that the ummah also, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, will be divided into 73 groups, and 72 will go to Jahannam. only one, and that one will be Ma ana alihi wa ashabi. Ma ana ali, what I am on, that is my sunnats. Wa ashabi, and what the sunnats are, which is titled today Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat. Those who follow the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Jamaat of the Sahaba. Allah made us amongst them. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi writes that this Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, and particularly in them the Ulama-i Dioban, the main shi'ar by which Haji Imdadullah writes, by which Allah raises in the Ummat some over the other, is by following sunnats. By that particular, there are many other things in deen. Some people are devoted to jihad. Some people are devoted to nafil ibadat. Some people are devoted, but sunnat, ittiba'i sunnat. This is what Allah says, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhbibkum Allah. Hey, sunnat is a very, very great thing which we don't really understand. And this is one great quality of the ulama of Dioban, to follow sunnats in everything. Hey, Maulana Mazhar Sahib explains on the poem of Hadrat, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. What is this Naqsh-e Qadam, following the sunnats? He says, you are making tawaf. The Naqsh-e Qadam, following sunnat, there is only one sunnat dua in tawaf. And that is when you pass Rukne Yamani and you're coming to Hajar-e Aswad. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab an-nar. Wa adkhilna al-jannata ma'al muttaqina ma'al abrar. That is the only sunnah. Other duas you can read. Good, no problem whatsoever. But this is Naqsh-e Qadam. You're just doing that. Hajj, al-hajju, al-arafa. Hajj is arafa. You just got Hajj, you got Arafat, you got your Hajj. Other things are there on their place. But to understand, so Naqsh-e Qadam, to follow sunnah. And also the thing is, perhaps the secret of this is, that in the system of Allah, the law of Allah, there is no vacuum anywhere. The minute there isn't sunnah, abidat comes in. Another thing comes in. So then, that Allah cannot accept. The minute you leave out sunnah, in anything, you leave out sunnat in your wudu of miswak, you'll see automatically toothbrush will come in. Your sunnat of miswak is gone out. So everywhere, there are sunnats for every occasion. The minute you leave out the sunnat, it's not amongst the sunnat to read Quran Sharif, make zikr of Allah. When this we left out, TV came in. It's automatic. And if you want to take out TV, it's no big deal. All you start bring ta'lim in the house again. Bring tilawat in the house again. Slowly get the family involved in it. And they themselves will say that they won't have time for TV. Eventually they'll say, 6 months we haven't used the TV, just get rid of it now. And you'll get rid. So sunnat is the thing where the proper deen will come. And the minute the proper deen is not there, it's not going to be empty. That is now when bid'at will come. That is when modernization will come. That is when all fashion will come. Brand names. If you don't follow sunnat, brand names will come in. You don't follow sunnat, fashion will come in. So sunnat is the thing. And Allah has blessed us with that. And then in Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat, today, alhamdulillah, Allah made us from the people of Ulama-i Dioban. And it isn't only we who we call Dioban because we're from India originally or something. No, but the people of the world. Ahlul Sunnat wal Jamaat is the Sawad-e Azam, the great majority in the world till today. Even in Saudi Arabia, all the Arab countries, all the Muslim countries, the whole world, Sawad-e Azam. And it is so easy to understand this. This conference we had, Sheikh Muhyiddin and his father, they are Arabs and great alims. But why they wanted this? Because they said, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, Ulama-i Dioban are the true flag bearers of Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat, of the deen. And then we see, for example, here in our country, all the Darul Ulooms, girls' madrasas, students from around the world, Arab countries, Asian countries, Western countries, from around the world, why are they? And they are also all Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat. No Qadiani is coming here, no Shia is coming here, no Shia Salafi is coming here. All Ahlul Sunnat wal Jamaat. And these madrasas are all Ahlul Sunnat wal Jamaat. So you can see that these people are in the majority. And Allah joined us with them. So we should make a lot of shukr. And what does Deoband stand for? The true Tawheed and Risalat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where they haven't made Tawheed one side, they didn't go to any extremes. That, for example, Trinity, or all those things, or, for example, to associate partners with Allah, whether you say the Farishtas are the daughters of Allah, or whether you say that the Buzurgs, they can sort out your matters, they got a big say by Allah Ta'ala, they can sort out, all those things are not there. And neither is it so dry also. Like the Salafis, Ahle Hadith, etc., that there is no love and passion, that you read Durood with love and passion, you go and make Ziyarat of Rauza Mubarak with love and passion, complete muddle path. And then love of Allah. This is also a special quality of Ulama-i Deoband, as of how much we read, and the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Many others have got it, are Muslims, everything. But that love is not in their lives. This is what Allah has blessed Ulama-i Deoband. And then Ittiba'i Sunnat. And in Ittiba'i Sunnat, one special Sunnat, simplicity. Simplicity. Other people, they've got lot of in deen also. Their dressing also, you see, smartness all the time. Worried about the iqal, worried about the amama. The V must be perfect all the time. And worried about the clothes all the time. Before every namaz, the kurta has to be ironed, etc. Every detail, they worried about this. Ulama-i Deoband are those simple, straightforward people who don't pay attention to this outward ostentation at all. And the reality of deen you find in their lives. This we have to be making a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah accept, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم دل مرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا ناراي مستانا خشمي ايدم تا بچانا چنی می بایدم اللہ جل جلاله تعالی شانه اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 ونحن اقرب الیہ من حبل الورید اللہ اللہ Allah 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 Jalla Jalaluhu
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, this week Hazrat will be traveling to Indonesia. The program will be in Indonesia. The Jummah program will be in Nurul Islam Masjid, and inshallah after Isha Salah in Rainbow Masjid there will be a ladies program also from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And then inshallah on next week on Laylatul Arbi'a, it is a Tuesday night, there won't be any majlis taking place. Inshallah the following, after that, the majlis will take place after Maghrib Salah. So then, next week there won't be any majlis, but the following week, after 2 weeks, inshallah the majlis will take place after the Maghrib Salah. And then inshallah we know next weekend, from Yomul Jumu'ah till Yomul Ahad, from Friday till Sunday will be our Islahi Jalsa taking place in Port Elizabeth. Humble request for the brothers to participate, come for the program, and those who are coming for the program, request has been made from Port Elizabeth, from Mawlana Salman Musaji, they should please inform them before coming so that they can make the necessary arrangements.
Jazam. Those who cannot make it to Port, or we all should try, those who cannot make dua for the success of it, for the, all the benefits to spread, inshallah, and listen on the live streaming. Let us be part of it. Today is not difficult. And it will be unfair if I don't mention that how, as I mentioned, Allah gives help, especially with our website, and particularly Brother Yusuf Desai, who always wanted it, and then with Brother Shaheen, mashallah, and how well it's being maintained and always topped up and every latest things. Allah reward them tremendously. And then how many other people around the world who have made certain websites, blogs, etc. They are so far away, thousands and thousands of kilometers, but they are appreciating and they want to spread this teaching. And nowhere their own name also. And then how many ladies who are translating the bayans, etc. And mashallah, how the people are appreciating the news that we get. And I forward those messages to those who are doing that work so that they can also see throughout the world people are benefiting. The others, who we do it as a duty, but they are doing it out of love. When all their names also don't come, nothing. And they are all the time, they're doing this all in the name of the Sheikh. So Allah reward them, inshallah, tremendously. It's very important that we have to acknowledge that also, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa al-amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Also, I must mention like the Twitter account, that also one Maulana, who is not Bayat also or anything, but he was so impressed and he wants to put all the messages. And those who go on there will see what, how he takes out from the Bayan, what messages. And going to that group of the Ummah, which normally will not come on other websites. On Twitter they will go, all that. On social media, etc. Other places they won't come. Similarly, one brother who's also not an alim, right in America, he made his also website, ASWJ online, and then one particular page under my name, if we click on there, we see that so far away, but what muhabbat and how he has done it. Then somebody, no, we don't know till today who it is, in the name of Sabilillah. There is one blog on that also, and how that person, it's a male or a female, we don't know. Then Hamidiya, also what good, and how people are benefiting from all this. May Allah reward all those who are taking part, inshallah.